The final part of our armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And this breaks down into three components: the sword, the Spirit, and the Word, which combine to give us a very powerful weapon. The sword is the only part of our armor that's to be used for offense. Everything else has been put on to defend ourselves. And while a sword can block another sword, its primary use is to strike someone down and inflict injury. A sword penetrates and finishes the job. And the one we're hacking away at is Satan. Now, our sword is called a sword of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, who's the active person of God in our lives today. And He provides guidance and counsel, warns us of our actions, teaches us about the Father, and many other jobs. Our sword is the Spirit's sword. In other words, the Holy Spirit has a particular power that he wants to make use of, but we can only attack with His power. And this power is seen in the second part of Paul's statement, the Word of God. There are many things that we could discuss on this topic of the Word of God, and you know why Paul chooses the particular Greek that he does, but to keep it simple, we'll just look at one application. The Bible is often called the Word of God. So an obvious demonstration of the Spirit's power is through the Bible itself. It's the Holy Spirit who reveals the spiritual implications of what's in the Bible. I mean, anyone can understand its intellectual qualities, but only the Spirit of God reveals its true meanings. And more than providing us with meaning, the Spirit uses its contents to aid us in our spiritual warfare. The Holy Spirit can speak to us using creation, our conscience, or enlightening us to God's providence throughout our lives. The Bible, though, is the most vital and frequent way that it'll speak to us. Without Scripture, it's difficult to know the will of God or anything about Him. By combining the Bible and the Spirit, we can see how the Spirit can be a mighty weapon as He gives words to us from God. Instead of always shielding ourselves and working on the defense, we can advance upon the powers of darkness with an assurance that the Holy Spirit is with us. The sword is a very powerful weapon, just as the Spirit is mighty in our battles. When we face spiritual opposition, we have the greatest weapon that we could ever hope for. God Himself in the form of the Holy Spirit speaking His words to us. And the manner in which He speaks and what He actually says are countless, depending on our situation. The Spirit speaks actual verses into our minds. When we face opposition or find ourselves in a situation where evangelism or discipleship can occur, the Holy Spirit brings to mind a particular verse just right for our particular situation. And I know for a fact that this is true. My writing ministry is a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I am not a great writer by any stretch of the imagination. If I attempted to write secularly, I would fail miserably. But when I sit down to type a Christian article or another Christian writing, something comes over me. And verses are flooded into my mind at such a rate that I can't even hardly keep up with them all. And other times I need just one verse, and one verse is what I receive. You know, I don't feel like I'm all that intelligent. I don't have a super memory. I'm just receptive to the Spirit, and I've trained myself to be still and to listen to that voice, which sometimes comes as a soft whisper. The Spirit wants to speak to those who will listen. And if the words of the Lord are a weapon, then reading the Bible is like building our store of ammunition. And if we don't read any verses, then how can He have us recall them? I mean, sure, the Holy Spirit could speak words to us regardless of whether we read them or not, but that takes away from our responsibility of reading the Word of God. We're to daily open the Bible and to not only read it and study it, but to put His words into our hearts through memorization. I found that the more I know of the Bible, the more frequently I experience the Spirit working in this mighty way. The Spirit then grabs what's already roaming around in our brain somewhere and brings that right verse to the forefront. The more we have stored up there, the more the Spirit has to choose from. And it's as simple as listening. We need to slow down our fast-paced world and listen to what the Spirit has to say. I found that when I do pause and listen, that it's moments like these that the Holy Spirit wishes to display His power the most.